So we were learning up the new Mishnah on the bottom two lines of Nun Aleph Amud Beis, and we were dealing with now the new topic, which was milk. What is asa when I say chalav? So on that, the Gemara responded, it's only milk that's asa. But even the part of the whey, which was part of the milk, it becomes mutter. That's not part of the neder. And therefore, kum, the Gemara says, anoider minachalav, mutter b'kum. Someone makes a neder against the chalav, is mutter in kum. And kum is this way. What is the word kum? Kum comes from the word that they put in it the rennet, let's say, and they're trying to get the cheese. So when they're making the cheese, so then it starts to separate. So that's the idea. Mamidin as a chalav, when they try to stand up the chalav and they're trying to get the chalav to become the they're trying to get the when they put the mamid in, then it starts to separate. So through that process of rennet and the making of the cheese, that's when it starts to separate. That is the pshat. I think the Rush explains this idea. Look at the Rush for a second. The Rush says over here that idea. The Ramaschol. Masnisen the Rush on Masnisen. So it starts, let's say, right towards the bottom. No. Three lines on the bottom. And that is the milk which has the whey of the milk, the water that comes out of the milk. Shenikra. Now the reason why Vinikra kum, why is it called kum? Through the mamid of the chalav, who nifrad litzad acher. Because when you do the mamid and machalav, probably do that. I think it means when you're doing that process of mamid, which I think is making the cheese, then it's nifrad litzad acher. So that's then it's kum. Then it gets up to shemamid machalav nifrad litzad acher. It stands up to the other side.
I was saying it stands up close to the cheese.
The cheese or the whey?
No, the whey moves to the side, but standing up is hardening is the kium of the cheese.
So through the comb of making the cheese,
Yeah.
then the whey
That's what I
separates.
was going to say yesterday.
Shenikra comb, Mishaydej Mabidamacholo, who nifra l'tzad.
It's the cheese that's standing up. It's the curdling of the cheese, and when in that through that process, the whey is like the byproduct of this the liquid that is separated from the curdle curds curds.
Right. Okay. So now the thing is, so what's the why is kum not considered chalav? So either it sounds like maybe people that's not what people call chalav. But look and see the Rashi for a second. Minak kum, mishga haynu nisirv de chalav ain ain bechalav chalav. The Rashi says it's not part of chalav. Tosis also. Tosis says towards the bottom, umutibekum mechalav, four lines on the bottom, and Tosis the ha'elu psoilus ha'chalav hu, ainav. He says this is the psoilus. This is the junk of the chalav. It's not the real part of the milk, and therefore it's not part of
Now they make whey protein. Now they make whey protein out of it. Oh, the weightlifters take.
What do you say?
Or I'm assuming they really need it because they work for a living, no? Physically. Now today you have to have all these artificial, you know, the gym artificially in an artificial way. Right? It's high protein. But it's the liquid. Like yesterday when we were learning about the May, I thought that was liquid. That was
What he we're
that's
actually
also
saying is,
liquid. There's two types of liquid which we're dealing
so
with
that's
here.
even more room.
That was filtered.
That's
that was a
filtered.
double
Filtered
filter.
Yeah.
That's how the
so this implies that the Kurds would be Aser. Is there like a diuk there that but the solid is still solid? Is that the idea?
No, we're not.
There's no diuk.
It's more like cheese.
Is there? Did we learn out from this anything? Like, would cheese be Aser?
We don't speak about that part.
Uh-huh.
We're saying that the misyuvei the chalva. What?
Oh, it's
I said
coming.
I think
oh,
we're coming
oh,
for cheese.
Yeah. Well, the cheese is going to be the next case.
Okay.
But
yeah.
We only talk about the way.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the first part of the Mishnah. And that's the Tana Kamma. Comes along after the Tana Kamma is the Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Asers. So he says it's Asr on the way. Usher for a person to eat that way. Now, we're going to wait for understanding the full depth of what shot of Rabbi Yossi, because the Gemara is going to deal with it in depth. But basically, where Rabbi Yossi lived, they had a different dialect, and therefore they spoke. When they spoke, they said, "Kum is." They spoke about Kuma de Chelba. They gave it names. So. If they give it names, so then we'll have to see.
If you include chalpa in the name, that makes it more like associated more with milk.
Right, right. Okay, so we'll see. Yeah, we'll see when the Gemara is going to get up to it on that nun base on the base. So we'll wait for that. Okay, the Gemara continues. Now we go to the opposite case, min hakon. Someone says, I want to make a nether against the kon. Okay, so now it starts after Rabbi Yossi, comma. So there's a comma there. Now, min ha-kohen, some makes a neder, I won't have any handor from any way. No kohen will I eat. Then mutter b'chalav. So then he's allowed to have the milk. Why? Because the way is specifically that part. What about the milk? Even though the way is part of the milk, so if you said I won't have the way, you might think maybe chalav should be yasser. Kamash b'lan mutar b'chalav.
There's no Rabbi Yossi on the other side.
No, all right, we're ready to
argue.
So what's the pshat in this? So the Rashi says divrei hakol. Everyone agrees. The chalav ein b'chalav. Everyone agrees. If you say you won't eat the kaim, which is the way, everyone agrees it's mutar for chalav because it's a whole different item. Seems like it's a new item. Let's see the Ran. The Ran, two lines on the bottom. And I call mutter b'chalav. L'fom lishta de masis and mashma de Rabbi Yossi nami moide b'ho. And on a simple reading of the Mishnah, it would appear that Rabbi Yossi would agree to this. Even though Rabbi Yossi argued on the last thing, he said if you made an isser on the chalav, so the Tana Kama said it's mutter b'chalav, because chalav is a different thing. But Rabbi Yossi said no. Okay, so we'll see. On a simple level, Rabbi Yossi would agree to this halacha. At least this halacha he would agree to, and he doesn't argue. So that's how it would be. It would seem pashut. The Ran just ends off and says that the Gemara is going to bring a brisa. So I have to see if we even have such a brisa, because at our Gemara we don't really have such a brisa. So we'll have to see as the brisa develops, as the Gemara develops, what did he mean? Maybe he was referring to something.
Sounds like he's saying that in the price, Rabbi Yossi poses this one as well.
Yeah, so it sounds like Rabbi Yossi might agree. Right, so we'll have to see when we get up to the Gemara what's the pshat in that.
Not that he agrees. Price sounds like he probably opposes.
We'll have to see in the Gemara how it's possible. What does that mean? Okay, but that's what he's saying over there. We'll see later on what that means. Near the Ran and the Gemara is going to explain everything. Because we don't have such a Gemara, but we'll see later on. But that's coming up. On the next stop. Okay, now, that's the next case in the Mishnah. Oh, so now we go to cheese. Abishol Oimer. Abishol says, Anoider min ha-basar, Anoider min ha-gavina, Aser ba, bein melucha, bein tefela. If let's say someone says, I will not have gavina, I will not have any cheese. So what type of cheese is the yasser on? There's salty cheese and there's unsalted cheese. So Abishol says, yasser bein melucha bein tefela, whether it's salty cheese or whether it's unsalted cheese, they're both yasser. Says the Ran, why? What's the hava mina? So the Ran on the bottom line says, Hagavina, yasser bein melucha bein tefela, deloitema bnei she'roiv hagavina is melucha sein stama melucha mashma. You might think that since most cheeses are salty, so when he said, I won't have any type of, I won't have cheese, he meant to say the regular classic case, which is salty cheese. Kamash Malan, that, no, when you said cheese, you asked any cheese, even if it's tfela, even if it's a type of cheese, which is very bland, and it's not the normal type of cheese, it's a chiddush, that would be called that's a cheese. The answer is it's cheese. So even though you say it's not the normal type of cheese, the regular type, but that qualifies.
Is that what, like the fish case where it's like people don't eat it that way normally? It's not the derech, but even the unsalted without a taste,
fish we also spoke about,
right?
That.
It was like a, so although we said shiny tongue to include both, I think.
Well, the fish, that was a chiddush, that it was so bland that people wouldn't eat it. Yeah, so the Mefarshim answered that answer. That was the answer brought down in the back of the Gemara, how you could explain that. Why should it be usher if it's something which people never eat, even on Shabbos, they wouldn't even touch it. So it was muktzah. So yeah, there the answer is that there was two extra words, which was a riboy to say that why you would say it's usher, because he said dogim, Dugim Shani Toyim. Shani Toyim was two extra words, which were marbe, that included even a fish, which was tuffle. You're right. Yeah, that was the point back there. Over here, according to the Ran, he's saying, yeah, he doesn't say if you need an extra word. Here he only said anoide menagvina. He didn't add in any extra words. So maybe it sounds like it's just you're also on all types of cheeses, even though the normal type of cheese would be salty. Kamash Rolan, that we say no, we say it's all types of cheese. That's how the Ran learns. But if we look a little bit at the other Mefarshim here, for example, let's see the Rush. How does the Rush learn? The Rush, Divrei HaMaschol, Bein Melucha Bein Tefela. The Rush says, if you see the Rush, the inside column, little print, on the words, Bein Melucha Bein Tefela. So the Rush says, the loit tema hagvina hamyuchedes shebegvina mashma. Maybe when he said hagvina, hagvina, we'll get back to the hey hayidia. Hey hayidia means the known cheese, just like we had in the Ran, who kept on repeating again and again the hey hayidia. Here too, hey hayidia means the cheese. The cheese is the one which is salty. That's the normal type of cheese. So you would think to say that it should be us or only the salty cheese. She'ein derech le'achla b'lay melech. Because it's not the normal way to eat it without salt. So you would think the hey ayadiya, ha, I'm giving you a shirathrit. No, it includes, no, we don't say ha gavina is specifically that. It means any gavina. We have a little machlekes here between the Ran. The Ran says you don't need Hagavina. Just by saying Gavina, you mean Stam Gavina.
First thing you can choose to 1,000 years ago.
Yeah. So it seems like the Ran and the Rush, they switched their views from back before by the hey of Hakavush, Ha Moliach. There the Ran was the one who said hey Ayithia. And the Rush, I believe, said that's Stam. Stam. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So that's the chiddush. What we learn out from this little machlekes, minor machlekes between the Rush and the Ran. Okay. Now we go further to the next step. Now there is some just to see here. Yeah, just to point out, the Tesis Yontif makes a big deal out of this. Comes out, it depends how you say the word. According to the Ran, according to the Rush, it's Hey Hayadia. You have to say Hagavina.
You're right, and the Kamash Malan said it's not just that.
So that's the only time that you have such a chiddush. According to the Ran, even if you don't say the word Hagavina, just by saying Melucha, by saying Gavina, stomach, right? So that's the nafkamina. That's the nafkamina between them. If you don't use the word Hagavina, let's say you just say Gavina, the Hanoider min Gavina, then it would be ready. Maybe that would be the according to the Rush. It wouldn't. There's no hey idea.
But it's still a chiddush, even without the hey idea, because it's normal. Because statistically, it's if people eat salted foods normally.
Yeah, but
it doesn't have to be the salt, the cheese, you know.
Yeah, but the rush is saying yeah. The Rush is saying it's the hey idea.
So the Rush would say that if you didn't have that hey,
then it for sure includes everything.
Sure,
it includes everything. Yeah. Because you,
I got it.
Now the just so that's the machlokes there. Just to see Tysus over here, the Tysus is very interesting how he puts a little different spin on this. The Tysus Divrei Amasal Hanoider Min Hagavina.
So the Rush is saying that people didn't normally eat salted cheese. It's only because it says Hagavina, the special kind of cheese that was always salted. That he had that. Is that what you're saying?
The Rush is saying,
any kind of cheese.
Yeah, the Rush is saying that. Yeah,
people ate all kinds of cheeses. They ate salt.
No, the Rush is not saying they ate all types of cheese.
Interesting. We think
not the derech.
We think of more of like butter, you know, salted butter.
No, but the cheese. You can have cheese that's salted. The Rush is saying ain't derech la'oichla b'loy melech. It's not the derech to eat it without salt, which you could have someone eating it, but it's not the derech. It's not.
So still statistically more probable that it's salted.
Yeah, it's statistically. It's like we have to size up the derech. If you say, like, you know, hot dog, you don't eat a hot dog without a bun. That's a derech, you know, let's say. But the Rush is agreeing that he's saying it's not the derech. And the hey idea, so you would say, hey idea says the derech, the one that's the derech.
What's machlokas again between the Ran and the Rush?
What's prompting this specifically to say it's only salt. The salt and not the other types of cheese? The Rush is saying because since you said that hey hayadia, you meant to qualify and to make it very concentrated only on the classical cheese, the derech how people eat it, the normal derech. But let's say to eat a bland cheese is not normal. You wouldn't find someone say, you would think maybe it's mutter. Kamash malon ha noida min hagavino oser ba bein malacha ubein tefela. Kamash malon's oser, even though you might have thought that, hey, kamash malon, we don't make such a deal. We don't make such a big deal out of the hay. That's how the Rush goes.
So that's consistent with what the Rush says also with the fish, because he said you don't worry about the hay. Is that right? Like, you can ignore it.
By which one? By which case?
With the fish.
By the fish.
He also didn't care about the hay, right? I think so. Isn't that what we just said earlier?
The salt. He was going by Doug Duggan. He was talking about Doug Duggan. Doug Duggan includes Meliach or Tefela.
Oh, sorry, it was Kavish or Hakosh.
Yeah, that was Kavish and Hakosh. Yeah, so there he didn't say the hay. There he didn't say the hay.
Yeah, he didn't care, but yeah. The Ran said that the Ran he restricts it.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
Is that same thing happening here?
That's what I'm saying. The Rush is flipping sides with the Ran.
Now he's highlighting the hay.
Now he's highlighting the hay.
Contrasting. Before he downplayed it, and now he's highlighting it.
Here he's saying with the hay, it's still, the Chiddush is it still comes to include the not the derech, the unsalted.
And the Ran leaves out the hay. He just says you might think that if you say Gavina, you should be also only on the classical Gavina, what people normally eat as cheese. And stoma, they flip sides. Stoma Gavina means salted. So you might think that
even without the hay.
Okay. So
he's the one that now.
Yeah, they switch sides on this. Yeah. So it's very interesting. And that's how the Ran learns and Tosfos says the same thing. Tosfos even says it a little bit more extreme. He says people don't either. The word is like ochli inshi. They don't eat it without salt. That's what Tosfos says. But then there's a little chaf over here. The little chaf says the like curry inshi gavina hella.
They won't even call it salt. If there's no salt,
then... Yeah, no, but it's he's taking out, he's changing the gear. So because if you learn the like achli, means they wouldn't eat it without salt. But if you say the likari, it means that that's not what they call it. It's toned down. It's not so extreme.
It didn't make
no in the classical.
It didn't make the appellation of cheese.
No.
It's vegetarian cholent. You
mean cholent? Well, there you would call. Yeah, he's just saying the classical when you say the word gavina, does that answer? So it's not the derech of people. So according to the words we have, it's not the derech to eat it. Ela melucha, only salted. Yeah. Okay. Further. So that's the words of the okay. That's the mafarshim. So let's go further. Now we go to the basar. Now we go to meat. So he says someone made a neder, a neder mina basar. I'm not going to eat any meat. So what is included in his neder on meat? Says the Gemara, mutar be rotev. Rotev is going to be the sauce. Now let's say you make a special sauce. Now, does it mean it cooked with the sauce or it's with the sauce? Let's see the Mefarshim. Top Ran. Ran says, Mutter Bekipa, Hainu, Kipa Hainu, Dak, Berotev, Ubekipa. There's two things, there's Rotev and Kipa. So, first, the Ran is going to tell you what, he doesn't tell you what Rotev is. Rashi, look at Rashi, Mutter Berotev, Morok. Rashi tells you what Rotev is. It's a sauce. You're allowed to have the sauce, even though it was cooking together with the meat. So the top Rashi. Yeah. No, you just the top Rashi, the Rashi. Look at the Rashi for a second. The Ran that you're learning the Ran first. Look at the Rashi's right under the Ran. You put your finger on the Ran. There's Rashi. That's the Ran. That's the Ran. That's the Ran.
Next paragraph.
Yeah.
That's the Rashi. Rashi.
Yeah, yeah. The Ran just starts on the top of the page, but it goes over.
That's confusing.
So
okay.
So according to the Rashi, he just says Morak Mutter Berotev Bemorak, that it means the
soup, literally.
But I think but you don't do it literally. It means the sauce. That you cooked in it. You cooked the meat in the sauce.
Gravy, yeah.
And when you cook it inside, so I have the Pirush Mishnayos LaRambam, he says, Uha Marak, which means that since it cooks inside, therefore it gets the whole taste of the meat. Because if not, why should it be part of the meat? What does it have to do with the meat? Answer is it was absorbing the whole taste of the meat. So maybe you say the sauce of the meat is part of the meat.
Well, in Kashrus, you definitely call it
Yeah, and kashrus, once it cooks with it, it would be called. It's called fleishig. It's called fleishig. It's not called basar, but it's fleishig.
Basar b'chalas. You can't put it together with your milk. Right?
Yeah,
so I'm surprised that people. I guess it's
no, but the question is, it's called basar.
What they think about it is what they toss.
He's not asking if it's fleishig or milk. He's saying basar. I'm basar on eating meat.
Yeah.
So maybe this doesn't qualify.
They say that they mean. Real meat, not dunk balls, for the purpose of the head. Well, I mean, it's quite a parallel to, I think, Talib in a way.
Right.
Yeah, so the question here boils down to
the byproduct of the
boils down to it. Okay, yeah. The question is, when you say rotev, what do you mean? When you say basar, is rotev part of basar? When you say the word basar, what's included in that word? Well, it's cooked in it, but maybe I don't refer to it usually like that.
It's byproduct.
It is cooked together with it, but when I say butter, I don't. You pick out the rote of the sauce.
And it came from the meat. That's why I call it a byproduct. It's a derivative of the meat.
Yeah. It was
when you
together.
Boil the
well, it depends what it is.
I think the Maroc.
Part of it is a byproduct, but let's
came
say
out of the meat.
No, but it's not all really. It could be you made a sauce.
You made your own.
You put
sauce?
Ketchup and honey.
Is that what it's talking about?
Yeah.
Well, that's how you would get it. Otherwise, what would it be? It wouldn't emanate.
I mean, the juice is coming out.
No,
of
no,
the
no.
It's
no,
not just not says flavored. I don't think so. I think it's got to be a mixture.
That the Rashi's saying Maroc, that you cooked it inside of this liquid, and when after you're cooking in it for a long time, then it absorbs the taste.
Would a vegetarian eat it?
No way.
So there's your answer.
That's one way of deciding. But the question is, when you look at the sauce, you don't call that meat. So if that doesn't get the name basar, so then that will be mutter. That's how the Mefarshim seem to be understanding this idea. Okay. So that's how the Rashi learns it. The Rashi, and that's how the Rambam learns it. They both learn it together, one word, Maroc. That's how they're learning it. Now the Ran is saying also. No, first let's. Okay, so let's go back. Let's go back. Now we get to the next part of the Mishnah. Yeah. So kippah. So what's kippah here? Kippah is a new thing. Kippah says the top ran, where it says Rashi, kippah. Hainu dak shel basar sheyer l'shuliyah kedera. Kippah means the little pieces of meat which go to the bottom of the pot. When you cook, you have sometimes little pieces that separate, and those pieces fall to the bottom, and they're not part of the main, it's not the real part of the actual meat, but it is little pieces, and it goes to the bottom. So what would that, is that part of the meat? So he says mutter per kippah, mutter even on kippah. So the Rashi is different.
It's solid, it's still, it's meat, it's solid, but small, and therefore it's not food.
Yeah, it is a solid piece of meat, but because it falls to the bottom, it becomes separated from the actual meat. So we don't call it meat anymore. That's the chiddush of the Ran. And Taisus also, if you turn back one page, look back on Nun Aleph Amud Beis. You don't have to turn, but it's on Nun Aleph Amud Beis. What does it say there? Hanoidim and Abasar. You see the Taisus. Taisus really starts on the bottom. Taisus had some extra space, so he puts it in on the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Hanoidim and Abasar Mutter Beroitev Ubekipa. See the bottom two lines on Nun Aleph Amud Beis and Taisus. Avagav Sheish Shboi Tam Basar. The Avagav the Kipa Heavy Basar. So I think he means to say the Roitev has the Tam Basar, but like you were saying, it may be fleshing and has the taste of meat. But it's not called buzzer. And the kippah, I forgot the kippah, have a buzzer. Shenikpa, bishule hakadera. It got maybe congealed to the bottom of the pot. The loikari inchi buzzer, elachatichas, buzzer, shahain bed. The answer is people only call buzzer the real.
What does he mean? What does he mean? The end. The end. The pot, you can't see it.
The end means it's on your plate, in your fork. You could see the pieces.
Hamash, it's there. It's, you can see it. It's right there.
The
little piece at the bottom part. It's like you can't even see it.
Yeah. The piece at the bottom, that's not, you'd have to dig and scrape to get to that. That's not what you call basar.
That's mutter.
And that would be mutter. That's a chiddush here. The chiddush had to understand that idea of kippah. So that's the pshat of the Taisus. The Ran is saying the same thing. The Ran is saying also these pieces fall to the bottom. The Rush, now the Rush is on the left hand side, halfway down. Mutter b'roitev of a kippah. You see the Rush where he starts halfway down. The Rosh says,
Mutavaridivakipa,
Hainu Dak Dak Shel Basar. The Kippa is like the Ran. You see the Rosh on Nun Bez of it out.
Looking back at the fish, and the juice of the fish, the tout, there's trufa, and then the brine.
The brine.
It's that, here. It's
yeah.
Here.
Yeah, if you ask yourself on the dog, are you usher on the brine, on the tzir? What's halacha? Uh huh. Yeah, but that there, you're not usher on the tzir.
That was mutter.
Yeah, the idea there was that you only meant fish, but not the brine, because davar shalim. But Dr. Woodrow will say, but why aren't you usher else? The fact that it's soaking inside of it seems like the brine, well, it wasn't cooking in it. The question is, it was soaking in there to make it into a tasty fish.
That's a parallel.
They're
both method.
Yeah, so the answer is that people don't call the brine fish. Even if it soaks in it and it gets ready to be a tasty dish, they don't call the brine fish. Here, too, they don't call the rotev meat. Yeah, you're right. That is the parallel. Now the rush, perish a rush over here. Masis mutter beroitev uvekipa. I knew dak dak shel baser beroitev hanikva b'shule hagdera. So there's rotev, which is nikva. So the rotev. So here the rush actually seems to be learning up. It sounds like it becomes congealed or hardened from on the bottom of the pot. So on that he says that mutter. So why? Because kipa, he's putting them both together. He's putting them into one big mush. Because the kipa is the dak dak shel baser. The rotev, he doesn't even tell you what the rotev is. The rotev is the sauce. And even though it sounds like the mashma habasar, why? Because when you said basar, dafka masha nikra basar, what people call basar, and people don't, when you see kippah, when you see little piece of meat at the bottom, that wouldn't be called basar. When you see rotev, they for sure don't call it basar, but the chiddush.
Scrapings.
Yeah, scrapings. So therefore, that wouldn't qualify to be called basar. Yeah.
Shreds.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. So that's a shot according to the Rush. So we're coming out the Rush and the Ran and the Rashi. They're all saying the same shot. Okay. Now, that's all on Kippa and Rotev. They're all saying the same shot, even though you'll say it's Basar. It's a Chiddush. That's the Kippa is a Chiddush. But they don't call it Basar. They only call real meat, real that you could see. That but this you can't really see, so that's not called basar. Okay. Now, what happens today? Is today any different? Today, if you scrape out the pot and you get little pieces of meat that fall to the bottom, what would be? Would you say that does it change today? Well, you'll have to think about how it looks. Does it, you know, would you say today, do we call it any different?
People wouldn't have a meal on the scraps. So Lashon B'nei Adam, like, it makes sense to me here that if someone's making neder, you know, he's not going to have a big steak, but he's going to have a little. He wouldn't have necessarily included in his neder.
Oh, well, the question is what is included? Yeah,
but I mean, the Chachamim were saying, yeah, he wouldn't have included that.
Well, what's in his words? The question is, what's included in his words?
Right, he's saying basar, but you're thinking that he's talking about, I'm not going to have a steak, a big burger, this. I mean, that's the right, the lush. So then, I guess that's machlokas with Rabbi Yossi. Is he saying no? I guess it's a disagreement about Lashon B'nei Adam. Is that the idea?
Yeah, well, it has to do with Lashon B'nei Adam. What do people mean? Take a look. I want to send one picture.
It's societal.
It's societal.
Because in Rabbi Yossi's society, they called whey, halva, whatever it was, and therefore it would be grouped together with it. So if our society considers scraps of meat as meat, or even the You call sauce, gravy, whatever as meat.
So we want to call the sauce meat.
Yeah, someone's a vegetarian would have considered that.
Like
meat.
Me, I'm a vegetarian. I wouldn't eat either of the choices.
Take a look at the picture as you're sending out a picture here.
Or in terms of bus or column. We look at it as bus.
But that would be given, right? That would be the context of it. If I'm saying, yeah, never going to have it. Meat, you don't think of, you think of it, he's not going to have his regular big meat.
Did you send the picture?
Yeah, so I just sent the picture out on the WhatsApp. Did that come through? Just Rotev is clear, but keep us these little pieces. Would you call that today meat? It's an interesting question. Maybe today you would. Maybe you call it meat today. If you would today, then today it would be usher.
I think it's
just
bone marrow, so it's rib as well. Maybe people wouldn't consider in their mind. They could have put that in there too.
Yeah, it depends if they eat it.
Really the aim, it's not really.
Depends if you call it meat. You might not call it meat. It's not so chashuv like meat.
I think that's why it wouldn't be. It would be like rotev and kippa.
Could be. So just come out, the Shulchan Aruch, the tie of the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz and the Shach, they both say, you'll have to see what it is today. Today, we would call this type of picture. Here, let's say this picture here. This it is not really, but if you scrape out some of this type of meat from the bottom of the pot, let's say you scrape out some of this meat, that would be, we would call it meat.
Yeah.
We would call it meat, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to get it, you know. Yeah, it looks like a stew, but that's really what it is. Even if it's three pieces that you pull out from the bottom of your pot, that is what you're doing.
It's not exactly an accurate picture. We're saying that it falls to the bottom. There, it looks like it's floating on the top.
No, he scraped it out. There, he scraped it out.
It's yeah. Post scraping.
This
it
is
out.
Post scraping out. This is okay. This is in the your bowl. That you just.
Oh,
got.
Okay, yeah, right.
Yeah, so, okay.
Turret or something?
Yeah. What?
Those bowls. Was that a serving bowl or is that an eating bowl?
This is your bowl. Yeah. No, your private bowl. That's your private bowl. So, okay, fine. So we'll see a little more as we go further. Very interesting stuff. Okay, so let's go back. Let's go back now that we got this clear.
This is the serving the context.
You said someone
what is it?
Tureen.
Tureen?
Yeah. Yeah, but that's not Tureen. That's his private bowl. Private bowl. Okay, so let's go back to the halacha here, our Gemara. So. Okay.
Spikes on top of the roof.
So that's the Tanakhama. So the Tanakhama says if you make a neder against Basar. Your mutter in rotev and kippa. In those days, the kippa wasn't called basar. So it's not called basar. It would be mutter. Nowadays, we do call it basar. So nowadays, it would be asar. Okay. The truth is, when we saw the Rush, I just look at the Rush for a second, because the Rush argues on this. Look at the Rush. Mutter, berotev, ubekippa. So he says, what does this mean? Hainu dak dak shel basar v'rotev hanikva b'shuli akadera. The mashma basar davka mashanikra basar. So the Rush seems to be saying a different shot. Hainu dak dak shel basar v'rotev hanikva. It sounds like he's saying it's one thing. Kippa is the rotev, which is nikva. He uses the word nikva to be the verb to explain what exactly happened over here when you were making, you know, the nikva means it got congealed or hardened. So the Rush is learning that it's not pshat like Ran says that there's little pieces of meat. The Rush says it's rotev ubekipa. Now he it's a funny ubekipa. It's really shenikva, but he's learning it's one thing. It's the basar v'rotev hanikva b'shulei kedera.
No, there's a problem after basar.
So,
and dak dak shel basar. Isn't there a problem there?
So the question is, what is he saying? Let's just say he's saying the same thing. It's the dak dak shel basar is kama, virotiv, and
the sauce. I think he flipped it for some reason. I don't know why. He says the words are rotev and kippah, but he describes the kippah first. That's not even dak dak shel basar. That's kippah. And then he talks about the rotev.
Isn't that funny?
It's odd. It begs a question mark. There's a question mark.
So you're just saying that you're just explaining everything at once. He's explaining all at once. So he groups it all together, even though he's switching the order.
He's switching the order.
But he says rotev and kippah is the dak dak shel basar. If you learn like that, then he could be agreeing to everyone else. Agreeing to the pshat that the other mafarshim.
Well, I don't know because he's describing rotev as a nikva, which we did like.
So the
that it falls to the bottom of the pot, which is not like everybody else.
See, he seems to be learning. Yes, yeah, so he's learning. Kippah is nikva. The kippah is what gets hardened at the bottom of the pot. So that leads to say that maybe
no, he's learning that the rotev is what gets hardened at the bottom.
Yeah, but he uses the verb to say hanikva. Which sounds like kippah. Sounds like he's learning that the rotev is kippah.
No, I don't know because I don't know what nikvah means. I'm guessing from all these translations that it means it drops down.
No, well, no, it becomes hardened and congealed.
Here he says. Did he say that?
Whatever they, yeah. Okay. Fine. Let's go right there. So that's a few cases of the mefarshim. Yeah. Okay. So let's go further. Says the Mishnah. So if you make a neder on basar, your mutter and right there and kippah, because rotev and kippah is not meat. Rabbi Yehuda asks you to eat the kippah and the rotev. Why? What's the pshat? But it's not. I thought people don't call it meat. So the Gemara is going to go through what's the pshat, but on a simple level, it's asar.
Okay. It's a byproduct.
Why? Because right, it did come out from there.
That's what I was saying. It was a byproduct.
Yeah, it's part of the meat.
You were arguing with me, and you were saying rotev is a sauce that you put in, and I was saying it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like if it's a parallel to what we've been learning so far, it's a byproduct.
Well,
it's coming from the meat itself.
Yeah, but the rotev didn't come from the meat itself. Did the rotev?
That's what I was arguing. Then it would just be like a juice. It would really be like, you wouldn't call that gravy?
I mean, normally we don't.
Or what do you call it?
It's a byproduct of the meat plus what you've added.
The juice that come out of the meat. What would you call that?
No, it's not gravy. Yeah, so that's a different thing. So
I don't think you'd call it sauce.
No.
What do you call it?
What do you call it?
I call it the word gravy.
But if there's nothing externally added, the juice, that emanates.
That would be called juices, yeah, that would be different. So let me just read the Ritva. The Ritva says over here, let's see if I have the lashon of the Ritva on this. Here, the Ritva says, kum basar. Basar zeh. No, he's going only on Redimina Gavina. Oh, so the Ritva says, if he says, basar zeh alai, asar bibasar, uber roitev, ubekipa soy. So I'm just going to read out loud. I didn't send it out, but the Ritva says, what is the translation of rotev and kipa? So the answer is, since he said basar zeh, he has a girsa basar zeh. In our girsa, hanoidim and abasar. But the Ritva has different girsa. He has basar zeh. So since he has basar zeh, he says it's asar with zeh, v'chokei yoyte, but v'chokei yoyte mizeh, and anything that comes out of this, mikan ve'elik, from now and on. So it's a whole big shot. It's anything that comes out of this. Uh-huh. So you could also learn that maybe it cooks together with it. So it got a taste of the basar. Not so clear. Yeah, no, I hear what Dov is saying, that it means that it came out from it. So it's the juices that came out.
You made an eder on this piece of meat, right? And then afterwards, it's cooked and some juices came out of it. Now you made an eder on the meat. And And it will apply to that which comes out of it as well.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
The timing here is important.
Yeah, so the Ritva is definitely saying kol ha-yoytze mizeh, the things that go out of the meat, which means that he's learning up that the rote of the sauce, the juices, the Ritva is learning the juices that come out are going to be usser. That's how the Ritva is going to learn. So if it's yoytze min ha-davar from that item which you made usser, therefore it will be usser. Now let's see the Karanai right here. I mean the Tosfos, well, because the Karanai points out it could be there's a little machlekes here. Look at Tosfos for a second. Tosfos Divrei HaMaskil, Rabbi Yehuda Oyser Disavar He V'Taima B'Basar U'Mutar B'Roitiv. Rabbi Yehuda Oyser. What is he aser? So the Tosfos here speaks out. See the top Tosfos here. Divrei HaMaskil, Rabbi Yehuda
Oyser. Let's say the juices came out pre-Nedaneder.
Oh, that's the Shiloh. When did the Jews come out? So who are you going in? In which?
I'm just saying the timeline makes a
difference. That's the Shiloh. So Rabbi Yehuda says, so according to the Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda Oyser, the Sover, because he holds, he v'taima, the meat, and the taste that comes out, different taste, however it comes out. Now, the question will be, what about when did it come out?
Maybe it came out before your nether. Maybe that's not included.
It came out.
You make a nether on this piece of meat, right? But maybe this piece of meat was already cooked, and juice came out. Maybe the shiloh, whether the juice that came out would be included in this nether, because when you made the nether, there's no juice there.
So let's say there was no juice, and the juice came out later.
Well, I'm saying let's look at. Before, what happens if the juice came out before?
Yeah, so that's the Shiloh. So Tosfos is learning, it would still be usher. It would still be usher because that's the juice. That's the juice that came out of the meat. It should be usher. Doesn't matter.
We're still going to associate the juice with your netter, even though it came out.
Yeah, because anything
byproduct came out before. Well,
since it's a byproduct,
would we think we wouldn't? If people, some are considering it, some of the rabbis are considering it meat, so why would it matter?
Yeah, so because he's saying like this, according to the Tosfos, it doesn't matter. Whatever the byproduct is also, like you're saying. But the question is, is there anyone who argues on this, right, on this Tosfos?
Maybe it only applies to the juice that comes out after.
You see, yeah, maybe it applies only after. The Ritva's, what are the Ritva's words? Zeh v'chol ha-yoyte mizeh.
Oh, and then you have to say zeh, right?
Yeah, the Ritva says...
They have to say, basar zeh, right?
Yeah,
I think why you have to say zeh.
Yeah, so...
Because if you just say basar, then who cares about the timeline?
Yeah, you're saying, well, yeah, it's a little ambiguous, according to Ritva, when exactly did it come out? But from Tosfos, you see that even the juices that came out before the nether is usher because that's part of basar.
Where is that Tosfos?
The Tosfos is the first Tosfos, just the first one, the first Tosfos. Rabbi Yehuda Oyser, the Sover, he v'taima, because he holds that what's included in the meat is he, the meat, v'taima, and it's reason. So anything that's called the reason, that's called him. The meat and its taste.
And the Ritva.
Now you have to see the Ritva a little bit more in depth, but the Ritva is a little ambiguous. A little ambiguous. The Ritva is just saying when you said basar zu, it says it's asar this meat and kol ha-yoyte mizeh, anything that comes out mikan ve'elach. Yeah. See, the Ritva says from now and on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So not before.
Yeah, because he's saying from
and you wouldn't associate it with this meat.
Yeah.
That which came out before, you won't associate with this meat.
Yeah, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. Why is that true? What about the taste that came out before? What about the sauce that came out?
Yeah, when I made this nether on this meat, this piece of meat, there was no sauce there. There was no liquid there. It's gone.
No, let's say there was liquid. Let's say there was liquid there.
I'm saying it's not on that piece of meat. I'm looking at this piece of
meat. You have a piece of meat.
That piece of meat is usher to me. I make a bell. I will not eat this piece of meat. Well,
no, so let's say there was sauce.
In a different room, in the fridge.
One second. Let's say there's a piece of meat with sauce right now. And then you make a nether. And does it ask for that sauce that's in front of you?
Oh, and we want to know when it came out of the... And then the question is...
So you could say that maybe it should answer it because that's part of he v'taima. That's it.
That's the way the Tosfos looks at it.
But yeah.
The rit, I'm trying to understand the ritva.
Yeah.
The ritva is saying, no, it's only mekana laba. If the juice came out afterwards, then the juice will be included in it.
Yeah, so...
But if it's there already, the flora, the ritva is not included in it.
Yeah, so...
If it's there before... It's not including it. The ritva would not include it.
Yeah.
The question is after.
After he'll include it, if it's a byproduct, then he'll include it.
Yeah. So the Taisis, we understand the Taisis is saying very clear that whatever is part of the taste is included. That's the Taisis. But on the other hand, the ritva, you have to So it requires a little bit of thought to understand this idea. See, the Taisus is saying any taste that comes out, even if it came out already, Taisus saying any taste that came out already, but that's called the taste of the meat.
Is that on the meat?
Now there is one ha'ara here. That Rabbi Yehuda comes out as saying now that Rabbi Yehuda Oyser, Rabbi Yehuda Oyser, when you say I won't eat meat, Rabbi Yehuda is asering. Now we're saying here means the taste of the gravy and the kippah. So, and we have a machlekes here. Tais is saying any taste, any taste that came out, even the juices came out a week ago, it's still taste of the meat. It should be aser. Now. The only ha'ara is what we once spoke about Doug going back to the last page. What about the last page when you said Doug, are you mutter in right? Doug Shani Tayim, we said you're mutter in Tris Trufa, Ubitzir. Now
even though Tzir came out of the Doug.
So Tzir, if it's a lot of the oils that come out of the dug, so why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda there, he should argue there too? Yes. Would Rabbi Yehuda say that it's also on the tier? So why didn't he speak up?
That would be consistent.
Yeah, so the Karen Arya asks, why did Rabbi Yehuda only argue on meat? To say that only the meat, would he agree and say the part of the sauce and the juices that come out is usher? So why doesn't he argue by the tier?
The fish,
it should be the same thing. It comes out, it's also oils. It's oils, unless you say that maybe it's different. Maybe it could be machalic. Maybe oils of the fish is different than the juices of the meat. He's calling it because the juices of the meat is something that it cooks in. It's tasty, like the juice. It's called even rotev. So maybe that's more called part of the meat. But the fish, that's oils, brines. That's not really like, it soaks in it, but maybe it's different than rotev. Maybe it's not a rotev that you eat the sauce. Maybe it could be a chilek in that. Could be a little difference. Okay, that's the idea there.
He just asked the question.
Yeah, he just asked the question, but he just says he doesn't understand. Sarach Ian. He requires a little in-depth analysis. Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda argue back on Nun Aleph Amud Beis also? Okay, fine. Yeah, but the Ritva, on the end of the day, the Ritva is arguing and saying Zeh. Zeh means this one, so it becomes zapped. That's the pshat of how the Ritva is learning. Ritva is saying Zeh, Basar Zeh. Basar Zeh means only from now on, Mikan Ve'elech, from now and on. So therefore, only anything that comes out of it will be Asr. Any juices that come out from now on will be Asr. But any juices that were there in the beginning, that's not Zeh. Zeh, because of the word Zeh, zaps it, the present, from now and on. Any juices that were in the past, not part of it. Okay, so that's the machlokes here between the Ritva and the Tosfos, that the Ritva hold those juices that came out earlier are mutter. That's not part of his nether. Okay, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah here, so now we have Rabbi Yehuda who says Aser on the Rotev and the Kippah.
Rabbi Yossi.
Rabbi Yehuda.
Oh.
It was Rabbi Yossi previously.
It was, yeah.
Now it's, oh, this might be another
Gersa. Yeah,
you have another Gersa? There's an Aleph here. There's an Aleph that has a Gersa, Rabbi Yossi Oyser. There's another Gersa that says Rabbi Yossi Oyser. But we don't have that Gersa. You have that Gersa straight out?
No, they say the wrong change.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I see the original.
Yeah. So the Ron, where does he change it? He says, I'm reviewed them. No. So, yeah, just the Hagoyes of Tzionim say that Aleph, they say, Gersas Haran b'mishnah is Reb Yossi. But our Gersa actually, yeah, we don't, he doesn't even bring it up. We don't even see where that is. But there is such a Gersa. Okay, fine. But either way, that was Rabbi Yehuda.
Since Rabbi Yehuda is saying, regardless of whether it's before or after it's Aser, like where did that leave us, the discussion in terms of if the juice comes out before or after? This machlokas now in the Mishnah between saying it's Mutar, the Rotev, and the Kippah, and then Rabbi Yehuda says it's Aser. He's saying it's Aser, it doesn't matter when.
You have a machlokas, Tanakama versus Rabbi Yehuda. If you say, I won't eat meat, are you Mutter in the Rotev and the Kippah? Tanakama says Mutter, because Rotev and Kippah is not part of meat. It's not the part of meat. And Rabbi Yehuda is saying it's Usser. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, sauce, it's, it depends. We have a machlokas how to learn it, but okay. Let's say you say it's the sauce, it's part of the meat. The Kippah is part of the meat. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I include all parts of the meat, even the small parts. Even the parts that are on the bottom of the pot, even on the rotev, that's a simple pshat that the Ron is learning up.
It's just the Mefarshim argue about when.
Yeah, so now we have Machlokes of when. So Tosfos is saying anytime. If it's a taste, it's a taste. And the Ritva is saying, the Ritva had a different gear, so the Ritva says Zeh, Basar Zeh. Basar Zeh is only Usher from now on, but anything that came out earlier is not going to be Usher. I'm Reb Yehuda, Maisa. Very interesting. It seems to be this is the derech of Rabbi Yehuda throughout Shas, that Rabbi Yehuda will bring a practical example to prove up his point. Maisa Shah, he'll bring up Maisa. You have to do a little research on it, but it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda does this. This is his derech. Maisa, v'yosar, aleinu, Rabbi Tarfon, v'beim, shenizbashlu, imoy. That there was a person who made a chalent. They had meat. And it had eggs inside that pot of meat. And the eggs were cooking together with the meat. And Rabbi Yehuda said that we went to Rabbi Tarfon to ask him, can we eat? We made a nether. We're not going to eat meat. And here we have the eggs that were in the chalent. Could we eat it? And Rabbi Tarfon said, Aser. Right? Yeah? You might even have Ashkenazim who put eggs in their chalent. Because they like a minug that they take out the eggs and then they start to cut it up to show how you're supposed to do let's say to dice. There's a heter way how to do it with a shinoi. So you don't think it's it's not us or even though you're cutting it small. And when you cut it small, we get into the malacha of toichin. So if you do it in the right way, there are people who I know someone who does it, the head of the house. The father of the house makes the egg salad at the meal during Shabbos. He's because he's doing it in the right way, taking the egg and you know how to do it. Teichin. Okay, but if you have the egg in the cholent, then what will be? What will be is the egg in the cholent part of it. So let me just show here the example here. We'll just do the screen share here. What will be if you have here this picture here, the egg in the cholent? Would that be usher if you said busser? You said busser's usher, and now you have the egg. Now, if you eat this egg, are you fleishig?
Yes.
For 6 hours? For 6 hours? Let's say you wait 6 hours, I'm saying.
Yeah, 6 hours.
This is my kid's worst fear, that they'll become fleishigs. But the answer is yes.
I'll wait three.
You wait three, Alan?
When did you start? Yes. Yeka.
Did you start this minute when you moved to Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah. I've been doing it maybe for longer than the Rebbe's old.
Okay. So the halacha is you're right. You have to wait 3-6 hours because it's meat. Now, but the question is, it's fleishigs, but is that mamish called meat? Says Rebbe Yehuda. They asked Rebbe Tarfon, and Rebbe Tarfon said, usser. The eggs are usser. Not only is the rotev usser, the rotev comes out from it, according to some of Farshim, according to the Rashi, maybe it's the sauce. Okay, the sauce, that's the sauce, then I hear, because then you see the kippah is mamish the meat, and the rotev, you have to know what the rotev is the rotev from the inside of the meat. You know, that if that was true, then this is a tremendous chiddush. Because now he's saying that even the eggs that were cooked together with it is part of the meat. That we never heard before.
It's just that if we were saying, if the other arguments were premised on Loshen B'nei Adam, then this wouldn't really offer any support. Okay, the eggs were considered part of the meat.
Is that what it is? When they say, pass me the meat, could I have a piece of meat? Would you give him an egg?
No.
So,
right. So I don't know how Rabbi Yehuda's support really strengthens his argument if we're talking about Loshen B'nei Adam.
Well, yeah.
In that community, that the netter included the eggs because it absorbed the taste. Oh, but in other communities, they say, no, we don't. If I'm in a netter on meat, I'm not including it.
Well, this is a big chiddush that would be us here.
Well, I don't see how it adds support.
He's saying he's adding on time of us.
Yeah. By the way, the reason how Len said that Rabbi, this is Rabbi Yossi. How do you know that there's a gear to Rabbi Yossi? Is because you look in the Ran on the top line. The Ran says "Am Rabbi Yehuda Maisa." It says in the middle of the top line "Am Rabbi Yehuda Maisa V'Yasa Aleinu Reb Tarfon L'Sayel Reb Yosi Maisa Hachloka." He says the reason why the story is to help out Reb Yosi. To say which Reb Yosi? We don't have Reb Yosi here. Reb Yosi was backed by the Chalav and the Kum. The answer is he has the Girsa here. That Rabbi Yossi asked the kippah. What? Rabbi Yossi was going to ask the kippah in the rotev. He has on the top line of our Gemara is Rabbi Yossi Yosser. And on that, Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll bring you a raya from a story of Rabbi Tarfon. That's the Ran's girsa. You see, black and white. The Ran had that girsa. We don't
Thank you, Jack.
We don't have that girsa. We have a different girsa. Our girsa is different. We have Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay,
but I'm just showing you how the Ran black and white had that girsa. Now, what exactly is the pshat in the Ran if you say with that idea? So the Ran is saying here, or the Mefarshim are saying that since it's Boileya, it's a big chiddush here. Now we're coming up to something that is something that's new.
It's
Blias. There's Blias of Basar
like
in the Beya. Yeah.
Absorption.
So now that's a chiddush that should be usher. It's not a piece of meat, but it's just cooked together with it. So that is something which is a new idea, which we have to. We're now going to get into the new sugyo here of blios. It touches it a little bit because we're going to get into no same time. It's going to a little bit touches that. So let's go further. Amrulai.
By the way, the egg thing with the. Often is because eggs are That's why there's no issue of toughness. It's more of an issue of people that hold it. They can't use you can't use a cheese grater to do it. Use your fork.
Okay. Okay, so let's go further. That was Rabbi Yehuda's raya. Rabbi Yehuda's raya was that I'll back up myself or back up Rabbi Yossi that it should be usher because look, I have a raya from the bayim that were cooked together with the meat and it's usher. So to the rotav and the kippah's usher. Amru loy the chacham said back to Rabbi Yehuda, that's a raya. So he says, Kain adavar, it's true. Kain means it's emes. It's true that the eggs are going to be usher. But Amosai, when is that true? Here's where the Ritva had the gears of Basar Zeh. That's when he said Basar Zeh Olai. Shanoider min adovar v'nisare b'yacher. If you make a nether against one thing and then it mixed in another item with it, im yesh bei b'nois in tam usher, says the Gemara, a very interesting rule. If you say this item is usher and it mixes together, it gives taste with another thing, it's usher. So therefore, that would be now. Okay, so we have to stop
that's
here.
That's a reboot. Is that a reboot?
So we have to
like,
see.
Like Shani Tom, but it's a reboot. It's so Marbet.
I see. We're gonna get it's a whole new area. Let's Zed, wait. Yes, that's usually. Yeah, Zed, usually let's wait because it's gonna be a whole.
Oh, yeah. New. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Bye.
Yeah.